Blessed be the sacred creator, the womb, the woman, blessed be the sacred creator, the men, their seeds, blessed be two divine parts, complementing and completing one another. The yin to the yang, the symbol of Waituru. Blessed be the nadis, Ida, these divine forces circulating around our spine. One channel of the nadi is the divine masculine, Pingala. One channel is the divine feminine, Ida. They walk their own paths, meeting and interlacing at each spot of the chakra. The divine feminine and the divine masculine the divine feminine and the divine masculine, two individual entities that come together in unison, spinning wheels of energy, manifesting outwards in creation as the densest form of reality. There are but two parts divided from the singular force of energy, Shushana, the middle channel of the nadis that goes up our vertebrae. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We live in this moment as pixie dust, as atoms, as molecular DNA. We live this life composed of density, inspired from reality, consciousness. We are communal beings, and it is for that reason we have both duality of mind and body, of heart and soul, of masculine and feminine aspects, because that is the illusion. Illusion is Maya. Illusion is the dualism. Illusion is the force that separates us. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are the galaxy winding in on itself, spiraling within. It is for this reason the 7 most prominent chakras spiral in as a wheel, as well as spiral out at the same time. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. So if the galaxies, más allá de nosotros, puede creer que hay otras galaxias en el vacío, ¿por qué estamos confundidos? Es por la ilusión. Somos entidades completos. Somos entidades completos. Somos entidades completos. We need to sit with our breath, allowing the energy to move through us, expanding our awareness from this density, expanding our awareness from this density, and bringing us back through the koshas, back through the sheaths of who we truly are, bringing us to our true nature. This is the truths that all religious texts speak to us. For we are the tree of life. We are the Merkaba. We are the aura. You cannot deny this fact. There is no way of saying that it is anything but truth. Because when we sit in the jungle, we feel, we hear, we see how all forces, all creatures, plant life, rock life, have a necessity to be here, present. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are the extension of the purest essence. We are the extension of Pachamama. We are the extension of hope, the extension of joy. We are the extension of peace, of love. We are the extension of hell, of Hades, of darkness, of the cold. We are extensions of it all, which is why we feel and experience each of these in individual moments. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. Turn your gaze away from illusion. Begin to teher. Begin to weave together your perspective of duality. We are not individuals. We are not an individualistic community. We are one. Those who don't believe that are destroying nature, are destroying humanity, are destroying hope. Those who understand our integrity, who understand our peace, who understand the place in which we come from, we are repairing the world. We are the magic beings, the wayfarers that help replant the soil, that help replant the consciousness, that brings the collective koshas from density to reality, consciousness. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. We could not love the hot without knowing the cold. We could not love without knowing suffering. We could not know joy without knowing sadness. We could not know the dark without knowing the light. All of these opposites are paradoxes, telling us that we experience the truth, the hidden parts inside it. We are not rubber bands pulled at the farthest extent. We are like a rubber band, relaxed, complete, never ending, It is for this reason the circle, which is represented by our sweet Mother Earth, is also the symbol of the wedded couple. This rejoining of divine masculine and divine feminine outside of our physical body is to remind us and heal and provide stability to the weakened parts within us due to the dualistic perspective created by Maya illusion. We give gratitude to the Creator. We give gratitude to the creative energy within all of us. We give gratitude to the creative process that shows us to reach enlightenment, we must go through a series of phases. We must reach the point of frustration to step back from what frustrated our creative process, to find the clarity that brings the healing so we reach enlightenment. It is for this reason all ancient cultures have always centered around circle dances, honoring the Earth's body, bringing the liveliness of music and chanting, noise and dancing to create jubilation for all those combined. Feel the creative essence and brings us back to source and brings us back to understanding. We are complete. We are complete. We are complete. Let this inner knowing awaken inside you. Observe which chakra this inner knowing of completude awakens you. Feel the peace in its understanding. Allow yourself to unravel the mystery of being. This is us in entirety. Observe within yourself where your divine feminine is in overdrive or is repressed. Observe within yourself where your divine masculine is in overdrive or repressed. Bring these energies into balance. Bring these energies into a state of creation, knowing that we are not one or the other, but both. And it is for that reason we are divine entities, complete, ready to fulfill all of our destiny. We are complete in uniqueness because the communal energy is expansive, in vast, never ending. With the unlimited possibilities that creation has spread throughout all galaxies, throughout the vastness of the darkness, we are magic creators of completude. Feel the peace, the serenity that falls upon you with grace as you acknowledge inwardly that we are complete beings. We are complete beings. We are complete beings.